Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sheldon, give us the latest here. I just saw the update a couple of minutes ago that Narcisse does indeed plan to transfer.
Yeah, and we had gotten late this afternoon after practice, we had gotten some indication that there would be an announcement sometime after 7 or 7:30. And it apparently just became official. I think he posted at 8:05. I think that's what the number was at the time. We just posted it ourselves. So, it was kind of crazy day. Obviously, when we went out to practice, we're out there for about 25 minutes or so, and the first thing you notice is because they wear yellow jerseys, the quarterbacks, and there was only four of them today instead of six. Of course, that counts the two two walk-ons. And so everybody started – and I don't think anybody really at that point thought anything of it. And, you know, we thought it might have been just injuries or – and then a couple of us just kind of kidded, well, they both transferred. And, you know, toward the end of practice, things started popping and everybody had, I guess their ideas of what was happening. We made a few phone calls around 5 o'clock and I got it confirmed from a source that's very close to the Lowell Narcisse situation that about 5:30 he told me that it was a pretty much a done deal. He was still considering it, but he had to talk to some other people, I guess the coaches, maybe one more time. But he was pretty certain it was going to happen. Just and he was going to make a statement tonight. So apparently, a statement just came in a little while ago.
Sheldon Mickels of The Advocate joining us again. Lowell Narcisse announces just minutes ago that he is transferring from LSU. He was absent from practice today. Justin McMillan also absent, and the word is that he also plans to transfer. Sheldon.
Yeah, we've heard that, and then a little while ago, I heard from another source that maybe he's not fully, ready to go yet. Still, maybe he might be mulling his options. But the fact that neither one was at practice today, I don't know if the coaches told him, hey, take the day off and think about it. Or, we have no idea what happened. We didn't have any availability with Ed Ogeron today. So everybody's kind of in the dark. But I've heard from most people, I would say, that we've reached out and talked to that McMillan is, gonna be on the move. Although, like I said, I talked to somebody about 15 minutes ago and said maybe it's not quite the done deal yet. So, getting a little conflicting reports on that one. So, like I said, crazy day when you have four scholarship quarterbacks, and by midnight tonight you may only have two, or at least by practice tomorrow you may only have two. So, not an ideal situation for a Division I program, but.
Were they expecting this, Sheldon? How out of the blue was for Coach O and the staff?
You know, I don't know how much they listened to the rumblings and stuff, but there's been a lot of fan chatter since spring practice. That Narcisse was going to leave. I remember back as early as January, people were talking about him probably leaving. McMillan, I don't think. He had some tweets when, Joe Burrow came in, and I think obviously he wasn't happy about the situation. Here's a guy that's waited his turn. This is his fourth year in the program. He's waited his turn, and then here they go. They bring this guy in from Ohio State. So, we haven't talked to any of these quarterbacks since practice started on August the 4th. They haven't made any of them available to us, so we haven't been able. And then every time we've tried to ask, other players about the situation, who's doing what. And, we see a little bit in practice, but it's all individual drills, and they've had a pecking order. Who takes the first snap, like for running backs, to hand off to the running back. And so I would say out of all these days of practice, McMillan got the most first snaps of anybody, you know, in that drill. And so it might have been come a surprise to him that, hey, he's not in the mix. And, you know, if he does indeed transfer. But I don't think, you know, the way it all played out, I don't think he, you know, probably thought he got the chance that he deserved, you know, being here 4 years. So, you know, if it does happen, you know, they're down to two scholarship quarterbacks and two guys that are, you know, one's a true freshman quarterback and the other one, I'm trying to think, the other one is a transfer from Tennessee Tech. So I don't think.
Not ideal.
Not ideal situation for a Division I Power 5 conference quarterback situation. So, like I said, it's been kind of a hectic couple of 3 hours here, and we may not know until tomorrow about Justin McMillan for sure.
Yeah, indeed. Great work here, Sheldon. Sheldon Mickles, who covers LSU football for The Advocate. I know you're busy. Thanks for the couple of minutes here, Sheldon, and we'll be watching your work and reading your work at The Advocate on this. Thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.